Chapter 8. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel, holding a golden incense vessel, arrived and stood at the altar, and a large quantity of incense was given him, to offer it with the prayers of all the holy ones on the golden altar that was before the throne. The smoke of the incense from the hand of the angel ascended with the prayers of the holy ones before God. But right away the angel took the incense vessel, and he filled it with some of the fire of the altar, and hurled it to the earth. And there were thunders, and voices, and flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. And the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first one blew his trumpet, and there was hail and fire mingled with blood, and it was hurled to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green vegetation was burned up. The second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was hurled into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were wrecked. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star, burning like a lamp, fell from heaven, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is Wormwood. And a third of the waters turned into wormwood, and many of the people died from the waters, because these had been made bitter. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon and a third of the stars, in order that a third of them might be darkened, and the day might not have light for a third of it, and the night likewise. And I saw, and I heard, an eagle flying in mid-heaven say with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those dwelling on the earth, because of the rest of the trumpet blasts of the three angels who are about to blow their trumpets."